Mountain, he can't.
Well, I've got to tell you, you know, this is most disappointing. I've got Peter Shirtlip with me as I speak at the moment, so I were disappointed, Peter. I'm absolutely certain that that you equally are disappointed with the performance. So what do you think went wrong?
Good question. Too many bad decisions, I think, on the players. We didn't create enough by a long way, and if you're not hurting the opposition, they hurt you. They scored with their first forage into our half, more or less. And they actually scored when we got a free kick, so ridiculous in terms of our defending.
You started off almost as you finished off in the match in midweek, and, you know, we were feeling in the draw going really well. A couple of times there was a quite big foul that it looked as if your players were getting quite annoyed with it, what yellow card should have come out. It was just after that spell that suddenly they broke away and scored.
Yeah, we started off quite well and we were sort of at their end, but we never really created enough clear good openings, I didn't think. And like I said, our final ball was poor, or our final decision in whether to pass or shoot or cross, we didn't do the right things at enough right times.
You brought on three substitutions. We've been getting text messages to say, why was the move with Jake Buxton, moving him into midfield, etc. What was the thinking behind that?
Giles Colt ran out of legs because he'd been ill.
He had been ill during the week, that's a factor, isn't it?
Yeah, so he ran out of legs. And John Delario, I didn't think, was moving very well after his ankle problem, so I thought rather than continue to aggravate that, let's get some fresh legs in there in midfield.
Now, your players have been out again stretching and whatnot afterwards. That isn't because you were speaking very loudly in there, was it?
No. I told them, we seem, at this club, we seem to go two steps forward and three back. You know, I thought this game was there for us. Even in half time, I thought we were well capable of getting back into the game and getting a result. But I can't remember a shot on their goal in the second half, and that worries me in terms of our forward players and our midfield players in creativity.
Another poor crowd. Alright, dear Christmas, be it three matches at home, and then some people perhaps were taking the money out to go to Doncaster Rovers. But against Doncaster Rovers now, you've got a big job to do there with this side now, haven't you?
Well, I'm sure they'll pick themselves up for Doncaster, that's what we like. You know, it's amazing that they, I don't know what it is with them, that they seem to rise to certain occasions and fall flat on others.
Do you feel you need to strengthen the squad?
Yes.
How many players do you need?
Well, I need to jiggle things around a bit, but I can't do that until January.
It's not that far away, is it? Will it be too late, by now? As far as the season is concerned?
Well, not really. There's still a lot of games from January onwards.
You're often given scores out of 10 for your team today. In honesty, you know, how high would the score be today?
I thought John Elder was excellent.
I thought he was brilliant. We said that during the game.
I thought John Elder was a shining example to the rest of our players in terms of commitment and attitude and performance level.
The rest?
Below par.
Below par. Peter, thank you very much for joining us after the game. Peter Shirtlip. And good luck. And good luck on Tuesday night when we'll have every kick of the ball coming. Who's been with me, who actually said during the game, he thought that the performance that stand out was Heller.
Yeah, he did very well. He's a very, very experienced player.
And called Richie Barker, and he's as good as gold. He said he'd come up after the game. It's not easy to come up after the game, but it's all gone horribly wrong. Richie put the headphones on. Have headphones on fairly regularly in the future, because he's going to be starting to do a programme on the 2103.2 soon. Richie, I've got you in my club too. Well, in a manner of speaking, in a manly sort of way. You must be devastated.
I am, yeah, it's just not good enough, is it? We think things are going in the right direction, and all of a sudden, if not, then we're going backwards, so we need to stop it quickly.
What do you think went wrong?
I think the important thing was the first goal today. We were doing all right for the first 15, 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden, they've gone down the other end. They've scored the 10th version of the game.
We set up here that there ought to be yellow cards for them. I've never seen to be as if.
Like I said, it's disappointing. I think Carl Hollington went there about 25 minutes without touching the ball in the first half, and we were almost camped in there, you know, last third of the pitch, and it was important that we tried to capitalise on that, which we did do the other night. We scored after sort of 3 minutes and then got another one right on the right. game went on, it got worse. Simon Brown was taken off a little earlier. I mean, how much of this was because of the amount of work that went into the meeting of Swindon Town?
Possibly. I mean, we've played, I think it's just about the same team now, has played all three games in a week, and there's been some good, strong performances and some hard work put in. And you've also got to remember that Brownie's been out for quite a while and struggled to complete 90 minutes over the last 2 or 3 months, so it is difficult for him to come back in and play 390 minutes in less than a week.
You've only got about three players over the age of 24. The question has got to be there. Peter Shepherd has said already, you need a stronger squad, yes?
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got to look at the bench and the bench that we had on Tuesday night. I think the full outfield subs on Tuesday night was 2 19-year-olds and 2 20-year-olds. So, as far as experience come on and change the game, then, the gaffer's hands are tied a little bit.
Now, I'm told that, this week you're going to be in negotiations and planning of your own radio programme on hour each week.
I'm hoping so, yeah, obviously. Speaking to you, it's been going on a while, and we've had a chat about it, and hopefully it's going to take off soon.
Yeah, well, I look forward to that very much. Yes. Richie, thanks for coming up, but probably not the best of times when you wanted to come and talk on radio, but we'll go to Brian Radford now. And,